If you want to be rid of the influence of the dog-like personality of Kali, then just sing the glories of the beautiful son of Mother Sachi, Sachinandana. He is the savior of the Kaliyuga, Kaliyuga Pavana, and he is Kali Bhaya Nashana, the destroyer of all fear caused by the age of quarrel. Devotees are fearful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Kali Bhaya Nashana. He maddens Sri Gadadhar with his name, Gadadhara Madana. He is the treasure of the life of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Nitayara Pranadhana. And he is the most worshipable object of Sri Advaita Acharya, Advaita Prabhujita. He is affectionately named Nimai by his mother due to being born under a neem tree. And he has been named Vishwambhar by his grandfather. He is only lord of Sri Shivas, Srinivas Ishwar. And he steals the heart of all the assembled devotees, Bhakta Samuha Chitta Chora. Lord Chaitanya is the moon over Nadiya, Nadiya Shashadara, the lord of Sri Mayapur Dham, Mayapur Ishwara. And he is the divine propagator of his own name, Nama Pravartana Sura. He is the instructor of a family man, Grihijana Shikshaka. And he is also the hero of those who are in renounced order of life, Nyasi Kula Nayaka. He is the husband of goddess of fortune, Madhava, and is overflowing with the ecstatic moods and sentiments of Srimati Radharani, Radha Bhavapura. Lord Chaitanya is the corrector and purifier of Sarvam Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma Shodhana, and the deliverer of King Pratap Rudra, Gajapati Tarana, the source of nourishment of Srila Ramanand Rai, Ramananda Poshana, and is a great hero, Veera. He increases the ecstasy of Sri Rupa Goswami, Rupananda Vardhana. He is the maintainer and protector of Srila Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Palana. He gladdens Haridas Thakur, Haridasa Modana, and is very grave, Dhira. Lord Chaitanya is the source of all transcendental mellows of Vrajadhama, Brajarasa Bhavana. He is the destroyer of all the mischievous and wicked mentality, Dushta Mata Shastana. And he dissolves the mundane lust of the deceitful, insincere souls by his causeless mercy. Kapati Vigatana Kama Jassi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful, and his great hope for all, everybody, including those who feel that they are insincere. He dissolves the mundane lust of deceitful, insincere souls. What to speak of sincere souls? By his causeless mercy, Kapati Vigatana Kama, he maintains and protects his pure Vaishnava devotees, Shuddha Bhakta Palana, and he chastises dry speculative knowledge, Shushkajana Tadana. He destroys pretentious and hypocritical devotion, Chala Bhakti Dushana, and he is the reservoir of pleasure, Rama.
Hare Krishna. So, I want to briefly introduce Acharyatma Prabhu because some of the PDC devotees may not know about him, but many seniors know him very well. This is Acharyatma Prabhu. He is from Baramati and he studied in COEP college. And after he graduated, he worked in Pune and then he joined the temple here. He has been a very roaring youth preacher, beginning his preaching career from IIT Kharagpur. In those days, Vijayabhasik Prabhu, Shyamaro Prabhu, Sri Guru Charan Prabhu, they were all early day preachers in IIT Kharagpur. And then there was a time which came when we wanted somebody who can be not only a counselor, but also a hands-on preacher in IIT Kharagpur. So Acharyatma Prabhu was actually playing the role of a central vice chairman type of role in the Pune temple. Still he was going to IIT Kharagpur, staying 15 days, half the month there and half the month in Pune. So his time, we can call it like a golden age of IIT Kharagpur, when there were more than 47, 48, 16 rounders staying as inmates or resident devotees in IIT Kharagpur. And he took it to very great heights and personally was guiding, counseling. I think it was between 2005 to 2007, Acharnapu, or more, even before than that, 2002 to 2006. Actually, preaching only started at 2002, I think, correct?
Yeah.
That means you went from the very early stage only.
Yeah.
You were not after these three names I said, they are correct? Sri Gucharan Prabhu, yeah. Shyamarur Prabhu and Vrijbasi Prabhu. They didn't do...
Even Balgoyan Prabhu.
Balgoyan Prabhu. About one or 2 years they were there, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Acharan... There is a come and go, but he was ready preacher. Oh,
no.
That means he was there from 2002 only. Yeah. 2002 only preaching actually started there. Rasikanand Prabhu had gone for his M.Tech and... So that means Acharan Prabhu had the longest period of stay there and preaching there. And Dayaram Prabhu had invited us to preach in IIT Kharagpur in 2002. So seeing the roaring preaching, a lot of boys becoming devotees, Dayaram Prabhu said, Brother Shyam, now our temple, Calcutta temple has come to ISKCON back, and we want good devotees to join here. So he was the one who was requesting. So good number of devotees from IIT Kharagpur and NIT Jamshedpur. Extension of IIT Kharagpur is NIT Jamshedpur. From IIT Kharagpur, many devotees went and started NIT Jamshedpur. So both were very roaring projects. And Acharan Prabhu went as the head of the team of more than 43 devotees. 43 didn't join immediately, but 25-30 joined, and others are lining up to join in Calcutta temple. So we can say call it a golden age of the Kharagpur. And such wonderful preaching he did. And while he was in Pune also, going and coming, he did lot of development of voice preaching. You can see between 2001 to 2007, during the period when he was in Pune, many new projects were opened all across the country, different places. So sometimes he would come to me with, we'll go to the garden. I would tell him sometimes 120 ideas, and he would note all of them down. In the immediately he had a habit of taking a diary and pen and noting down everything and very attentively implementing them one by one. So in Pune also he developed a lot, and out of Pune in different parts of India he developed. He's a very vigorous preacher, cultivator, but more importantly than that, he is a Vaishnava at heart, and he is very fond of books like the Beggar series by His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami. He can very powerfully speak on the mood of a servant. Actually, sometime we should keep a 3-day workshop on the topic of servant of servant. He is the best person to speak. He is an authority on that topic. Probably, I feel it's because of that only he touched the hearts of devotees like Revathipati Prabhu, Antaradhi Prabhu, and many other devotees there, I feel. He has imbibed the same mood. And those devotees are all hard-working and cooking in the kitchen and, you know, keeping the whole center very, very Krishna conscious. You will feel Vaikuntha consciousness when you go there. So, we very much miss him in Pune here, because 2007, the whole team shifted to Calcutta. And in Calcutta, he has been a vice president since then, the last 10-12 years, and developing the Calcutta temple. Calcutta temple is preaching in many, many colleges, more than 15 colleges or so they are preaching. Now they have expanded the center to the Guru, what do you call that, Rajar Hut. There is a new temple land, Koshala. So he is situated there and continuing to preach to youth as well as to congregation. And in his custody are wonderful devotees like Prem Swarup Prabhu, Nimayanand Prabhu, and such kind of Mukundrila Prabhu, and such wonderful devotees. So his mother, his brother, his sister, they are all devotees, initiated devotees now. He has made the whole family devotees. His mother is a panchayat head, I heard, correct, no? The mother is tahsildar or panchayat head?
She was.
She was tahsildar, no?
Sarpanch.
She was sarpanch. So like mother, like son. Prabhupada says, mother's qualities come to the son. So Acharya also became a wonderful leader. So let us welcome Acharya Prabhu to Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Temple. Haribo!
Haribo!
I was just reading the qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is deliverer of even insincere, deceitful souls. And similarly, his devotees also have same qualities. So, Radha Shyamprabhu, being a true follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can see some good in some insincere, deceitful soul like me also. And that is giving me great hope and great inspiration. in my Krishna consciousness. Thank you for your encouragement. So we'll sing this song.
Kali kukura kadana jadi chaho he Kali yuga pavana kali bhaya nashana Shri Sachinandana gao he Kali yuga pavana kali bhaya nashana Shri Sachinandana gao he Gadadhar madana nitayera pranadana Advaitere prapujita gora Nimaya vishvambara shinivasa ishvara Bhakta samochita chora Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhaya Nashana Shri Sachinandana Gao Hey! Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhaya Nashana Shri Sachinandana Gao Hey! Nadiya Shashadara Mayapura Ishvara Nama Pravartana Sura Grihi Jana Shikshaka Nyashikula Nayaka Madhava Radha Bhava Pura Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhaya Nashana Shri Sachinandana Gao Hey! Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhaya Nashana Shri Sachinandana Gao Hey! Sarvabhauma Shodhana Gajapati Tarana Ramananda Poshana Veera Rupananda Vardhana Sanatana Palana Haridasa Modhana Dheera Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhaya Nashana Shri Sachinandana Gao Hey! Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhaya Nashana Shri Sachinandana Gao Hey! Prajarasa Bhavana Dushtamata Shatana Kabaddi Vigatana Kama Shuddha Bhakta Palana Shushka Jnana Tadana Chala Bhakti Dushana Rama Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhaya Nashana Shri Sachinandana Gao Hey! Kaliyuga pavana kalibaya nashana Sri Sachinandana ga oh hey Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
श्री हरिराम संकीर्तन की श्री सचिनंदन गौर हरि की शील प्रभुपाद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 18 एंटाइटल परीक्षित कर्स्ड बाय अ ब्राह्मणा बॉय टेक्स्ट नंबर 7 नानुद्वेष्टि कलिम सम्राट सारंगेव सारभूक् कुशलान्यासु सिद्धन्ति नेत्राणि कृतानि यत् नानुद्वेष्टि कलिं सम्राट् सारंगेव सारभूक् कुशलान्यासु सिद्धन्ति नेत्राणि कृतानि यत् नानुद्वेष्टि कलिं सम्राट् सारंगेव सारभूक् कुशलान्यासु सिद्धन्ति नेत्राणि कृतानि यत् No, never. Anudvesti, envious. Kalim, unto the personality of Kali. Samrat, the emperor. Saranga, realist, like the bees. Eva, like. Sarabhuk, one who accepts the substance. Kushalani, auspicious objects. Asu, immediately. Siddhyanti, become successful. Na, never. Itarani, which are inauspicious. Kritani, being performed. Yat, as much as. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Maharaj Parikshit was a realist. Like the bees who only accept the essence of a flower. He knew perfectly well that in this age of Kali, auspicious things produce good effects immediately, whereas inauspicious acts must be actually performed to render effects. So he was never envious of the personality of Kali. Purport. The age of Kali is called the fallen age. In this fallen age, because the living beings are in an awkward position, the Supreme Lord has given some special facilities to them. So by the will of the Lord, a living being does not become a victim of a sinful act until the act is actually performed. In other ages, simply by thinking of performing sinful act, one used to become victim of the act. On the contrary, a living being in this age is awarded with the results of pious acts simply by thinking of them. Maharaj Parikshit, being the most learned and experienced king by the grace of the Lord, was not unnecessarily envious of the personality of Kali, because he did not intend to give him any chance to perform any sinful act. He protected his subjects from falling prey to the sinful acts of the age of Kali, and at the same time he gave full facility to the age of Kali by alerting him some particular places. At the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that even though all nefarious activities of the personality of Kali are present, there is a great advantage in the age of Kali. One can attain salvation simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord. Thus, Maharaj Parikshit made an organized effort to propagate the chanting of the Lord's holy name, and thus he saved the citizens from the clutches of Kali. It is for this advantage only that great sages sometimes wish all good for the age of Kali. In the Vedas also, it is said that by discourse on Lord Krishna's activities, one can get rid of all the disadvantages of the age of Kali. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also said that by the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Lord becomes at once arrested within one's heart. These are some of the great advantages of the age of Kali. And Maharaj Parikshit took all the advantages and did not think any ill of the age of Kali, true to his Vaishnavite cult. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Parishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatta Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pranayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratushe Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Runda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nilachala Nivasaya Nityaya Paramatmane Balabhadra Subhadrabhyam Jagannathaya Te Nama Vancha Kalpatrubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Be Evacha Padidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara
Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I am feeling extremely honored and happy to be quarantined here in Sri Sri Radha Rundavan Chandra temple. Here we see how one of the great advantages of Kali Yuga is that if you simply desire, your desire gets fulfilled somehow. Amazingly, I have been thinking how it would be so wonderful if I can stay a few weeks in Pune, but nothing was working out, you know. Whenever you sit with the plan, you know, you plan, okay, this many days here, this, and then again anxiety, oh, I have to do this, I have to do this, you know. It was always very difficult. And now, by causeless mercy of Kali Yuga and Kali Yuga Pavan, Gaur Hari, I am feeling so happy that finally I am here in a session of such wonderful devotees, remembering whom itself give me great nourishment and joy in my Krishna consciousness. So I seek blessings of all assembled Vaishnavas, especially Radha Shampu, so that I can speak something on this special occasion of coronavirus. Kali Yuga has a special benedictions and special problems, and this is one of the problems, you know. Unexpected, at least expected moment, you can, you know, get some problem. But we see Bhagavatam is also like that. At least expected moment, Parikshit was faced with a problem, and how he dealt with that problem so effectively. So problem is wonderful if you know what is solution and how to deal with that. So here today we are seeing this special verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Everybody can repeat the translation of this verse. Maharaj Parikshit was a realist. Like the bees who only accept the essence of a flower. He knew perfectly well that in this age of Kali, auspicious things produce good effects immediately, whereas inauspicious acts must be actually performed to render effects. So he was never envious of the personality of Kali. Few chapter before, we see sages asking Sudha Goswami that why did Parikshit Maharaj not kill Kali? Why he just restricted him, or rather, instead of killing, he just gave some protected places for him, assured places for him. It would have been so nice if Kali would have been killed. So this was a question sages asked to Sudha Goswami. How many of you feel it would have been so nice that Kali would have been destroyed, finished? How many of you feel? No, so much anxiety. Kaler Dosho Nidhirajan. So much ocean of faults. He did said if you write down the problems in Kali Yuga, the faults of Kali Yuga, and take all the trees as pain and all the waters of ocean as ink and sky as paper, everything will get over. Ocean will get dried up, but problems will not. So that is the speciality of Kali. However, we see Sudha Goswami is answering the question of sages that Parikshit Maharaj did not kill Kali because Nanu Dveshti Kalim Samra. He was not envious. He was a Vaishnava. And he was able to see good even in Kali. He saw there are so many problems in Kali. But in this particular verse, he is focusing on very special quality of Kali. If we meditate on this quality, we will be in ecstasy. So, Parikshit Maharaj could recognize that quality. He said, in the age of Kali, Kushalan Asu Siddhanti. Any auspicious things, just you think, immediately you get the result. You don't have to do it. Where are such facilities available? You just think and you get result. You just think, let me chant 192 rounds like Haridas Thakur. And you get result of chanting, you know. Let me just serve the deities, all six offerings, all morning till night, you know. Let me just do. And just by thinking, you get the results. You think, let me become instrument in hands of Lord Chaitanya, in hands of spiritual master, in hands of Prabhupada, and preach to every town and village, every gully in town and village, in every home, to every person, to every child, to every old man, to every, you know, person in this world. You just think and you get the result. Where such thing is possible? You just think and you get the result, no? But this is a speciality of Kali. You just think and you get the result. Because if you just think, then whatever you think, you start speaking about it. And then when you start speaking, slowly you start acting also. But thinking has to begin. Whereas in auspicious acts, here it is said, Parikshit could understand that in the age of Kali, unless it is performed, one is not held responsible. In Kali Yuga, mind is so contaminated. So many bad things come in mind. But it's to the great glory of Kali that one is not punished for that. One is given opportunity. That okay. If you can somehow or other tolerate, ignore all the negativities in the mind and continue acting positively, one can be blessed. So Kali Yuga is a very awkward situation. Therefore, this is a special concession. And this is a special quality of Kali. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit could see this. And it is said that Maharaj Parikshit not only saw this good quality of Kali, but Maharaj Parikshit took all the advantage of this good quality. There is advantage. But imagine if we don't take advantage of this. We have opportunity to think all wonderful things we want to think. All wonderful services we want to do. All wonderful acts we want to do. Is there any problem in thinking? Can anybody say, I cannot think? Because this is the problem. Only problem is our will. If we just will, we can think. What are most wonderful thing you want to think in your life? Isn't it? So, but unless we take advantage of it, our life won't be anything better. So here Parikshit Maharaj, it is said, took all the advantages of Kali Yuga and did not think of any ill of age of Kali. Kali has ocean of world, but he did not think of that. He just focused on its great advantage and took advantage of that great advantage. Whatever you focus on, that keeps expanding in mind. And unfortunately we see, even though there may be so much good, by default, mind goes towards negative. Recently, I had a fortune to be in Jagannath Puri for Spurti camp with Radha Shampu. Somehow when I reached Puri, that day itself I started getting fever and body pain. And somehow then I took some medicines and the camp was wonderful, still I had a fever. And then from there I was supposed to go for Yatra to, Rishikesh, Haridwar and Nathdwara with some group of devotees. So I went from there to Rishikesh, then to Haridwar and then to, Nathdwara by train. And all throughout taking medicine, but fever was still there, And finally, I reached to Nathdwara, Srinathji temple. In the evening when we reached, there was a lot of crowd and so many people were standing. And the doors were closed and the crowd was increasing and increasing. Though there was, so much of advertisement of coronavirus, still I saw that in that temple it was like crowded. Maybe it was 1-2 weeks back, and I was feeling a little feverish there also. And as soon as doors opened, everybody rushed inside. And some ran to take darshan. And as soon as I came in front of the deities, actually there was no space to offer dand was there, You can't offer dand, you have to just stand. Dand was in mind only you can offer, Or you have to go out and offer. So it was so rush. And then as soon as I came in front of the deities, so beautiful deities, Srinathji, Giridhari Gopal, same deities which, Madhavendra Puri discovered and then installed on the top of Govardhan. And they're so beautiful. And as soon as I saw the deities, generally when I come in front of the deities, I offered prayers, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitite Kariyai Ki Arna Kari Munyasha Tunada Pi Suni Chena Tarori Vasaishna Amanina Amanadena Kirtani Yasudhari Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitam Va Jagadisha Kamai Mama Janmani Janmani Shvare Bhavatar Bhakti Raitukite Aslishava Padaratam Pinastamam Adarshanam Marmahatam Karotava Yatha Tatha Va Vidha Tulampato Matprana Tastasvitne. So generally I offer standard prayers, but that day when I came in front of Srinathji, I just spontaneously said, "Oh my dear Srinathji, please save me from coronavirus." I couldn't remember any prayer. I just said, "Oh, last 1 week I have been suffering from fever. And when I came in front of Srinathji, I said, "My dear Lord, please save me from coronavirus." And then, after that prayer, then when I took darshan and I came out, I was just wondering, how did I offer such prayer, I never generally offer such prayers. Rather, we see in the scriptures, it's very condemned, you are just so much in bodily consciousness and just thinking of, anyway you have to die, why you are so fearful, So I was just reflecting, how is that though I have been practicing to pray in different ways, but here spontaneously this prayer came. Many times we may tell, what is there to fear, don't fear. But still, there is so much of fear in the heart. So, I realize that, you know, we may speak big, big things, but still, we are in bodily concept of life. And still, sometimes we may say that I have practiced so many years of Krishna consciousness. Just by number of years of practice of Krishna consciousness, one can't be free from fear. Especially when we are attached, when we are material attachment, the fear becomes very prominent. So, and we cannot make a show how great a devotee I am. Krishna is so expert in exposing who you are, where you are. So, I felt so exposed by Srinathji there, no? That I was thinking to myself, I am such a great devotee. But then I realized, oh, I am so much stooped in fear and so much in bodily consciousness. And then I was wondering, how that so much of this bodily consciousness, so much of fear, how did it enter mind? Because it has to have some source. Generally, we are very much influenced by the environment. We may have our willpower, we may have all this, but we also get influenced by environment. Then I realized, oh, since last 10 days, I have been very much closely hearing the news, hearing the, you know, reports, hearing from, you know, different devotees about, you know, coronavirus. And especially when you get tuned to social media, then one becomes actually victimized. So, WhatsApp, and then emails, and then messages. If you keep on repeatedly, whatever you keep on hearing, reading, naturally you start thinking. And naturally, if you are in touch with material world so much, naturally the result of being in touch with material world is fear. We may be in dress of a sadhu, we may be surrounded by devotees, but what is there inside is what will actually come out. So, it was a very sobering experience. And then we understand what's the danger of this social media and all these things. They inflict so much of artificial, you know, fear and all these things. Though we have, here we say, Kali Bhaya Nashanam. Here, Supreme Lord has appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to destroy all the fears. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with the most powerful medicine. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And we have got the most powerful, this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is like sun, dispels all darkness. Fear is due to darkness, ignorance. And Bhagavatam, Krishna has appeared in form of Bhagavatam, dispel all darkness within code of all conditioned soul's heart. Despite all these things, we can be still be struck with fear. If we don't take advantage of it, and our mind is somewhere else. So that time I was thinking, it would be so nice if I go to Pune and stay there and nourish myself in Krishna consciousness. I had no plans to stay, but somehow that the things turn up in such a way that, you know, now I am here and I am feeling so happy. As I saw that, you know, as soon as this quarantine period began, Rajeshampu immediately started these classes every day evening, you know. Two classes, one Hindi and one English. So, in this age, there's fear at every step. But actually, we have to be honestly able to deal with it. We can't make a show that there is no fear. Honesty comes before humility. Humility is a very high thing. Humility means you are qualified and you feel unqualified. Honesty means we are unqualified and we recognize I am unqualified. So, without honesty, we can't have humility. So, honestly, we have to recognize our shortcomings, recognize our and try to deal with it and not try to cover up it. If we cover up our shortcomings, cover up our negativities just to make a show how great devotee I am, then we'll remain in fear eternally. But if you acknowledge fear, oh, this fear is there because of lack of Krishna consciousness. Oh, this fear is there because I am in too much in touch with material energy. Oh, this fear is there because I am not taking advantage of all the blessings and mercy, the grace which I am receiving. So if you are honest, then we can deal with it. We acknowledge it, then we can do something about it. Imagine somebody is sick and he pretends he is healthy. Can he ever become healthy? He will become more and more sick. But if somebody is sick and he acknowledges he is sick and then he goes to doctor, gets medicine, then he has a very bright future. So it doesn't require a great, we don't have to be very great person to have a bright future. We have to be just an honest person. If you are a little honest, then all facilities are there for brighter future in our life. So we see now Krishna is arranging such a wonderful way that everybody is quarantined. Till now people were saying that there is no time, we are busy with work, work, no time. But now there is so much time. Now time for oneself, time to cultivate our relation with Krishna, time to dive deeply in nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, time to absorb oneself in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Every time when we sit, we are in anxiety. We have to go here, we have to go there, we have to run there, we have to run there. Now there is no anxiety. We can peacefully, sincerely take shelter of Krishna. But we can take shelter of Krishna if we honestly feel the need of Krishna in life. And we will honestly feel the need if we honestly recognize our disqualifications and our precarious situation in our life. So, though we see our situation and when we study Bhagavatam, we can see the situation of great personalities. We see Parikshit Maharaj. All of a sudden, he was cursed to die within 7 days. And he was cursed to die. He had a power to counter curse. But he didn't use that power. Rather, he felt, oh, it's a great blessing. And then he thought, oh, it's Krishna's will. What is, whatever Krishna wills, that is the best thing. Yesterday, Ravi Shankar was telling a very nice story. He was saying that how there was one merchant. He was going in the ocean. Somehow his ship was wrecked. And somehow he saved himself and landed to nearby island. But he was in a very precarious condition. Somehow he was struggling with the food and all this thing. And then somehow he built up some cottage, bamboo cottage. And when he went out to search for food, when he came back, his whole cottage was burned. And there was a huge fire. And he was wondering what happened. Already I am lost in this ocean, so miserable. Then somehow I saved myself by coming to this island. And now, after great efforts, I built this house. But now this house is also set on fire. What unfortunate thing. Oh God, why are you so cruel? Why are you so merciless? He was thinking like that. But then, he saw after a few minutes, some people came in the boat. And they could recognize him, find him. And then he was able to climb the boat and escape from that quarantine situation he was in that island. And then he was reflecting, oh, Krishna is so kind. I was trying to build my home here, but Krishna burned my home to take me to my real home, you know, and we saved. So sometimes we may be busy building our homes here, but sometimes Krishna arranges to burn all our plans. But he has a better and beautiful plan. If you have just that faith, yes, what Krishna arranges is actually the best. I may have many plans, but Krishna's plans are best for me. I may have many preaching plans, I may have many traveling plans, I may have many but now Krishna has planned that I stay here. So that is the best plan. So Parikshit Maharaj said that, I have been cursed. So he thought it's Krishna's plan. Wonderful. And let me take shelter of devotees, sadhus, Vaishnavas, Brahmanas. So he went on the banks of Ganga and took shelter of devotees. And he offered a beautiful prayer.
Punashya bhuyad bhagavati anante rati prasangastadashrayeshu mahatsuyamyam upayami shrishtim maitristu sarvatra namo dvijebhya.
So he said, my dear sages, my dear brahmanas, punashya bhuyat, I am not afraid of dying and taking birth again. Punashya bhuyat, let me be born again. Now Parikshit was such a great devotee. He saw Supreme Person of Godhead right in the womb. So his birth is glorious because he saw Lord before the birth. His activities are glorious because he challenged even Kali and checked Kali and took advantage of Kali and spread Krishna consciousness. And his death is glorious because by his death, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna appeared in form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he's such a glorious person, remembering whom there is good fortune to everybody, and who has brought out good fortune to enter Kali Yuga. Such a person is definitely going to be going back home, back to God. But such a person is still thinking, punashya bhuyat, even if I am born again, he is thinking that I may be born again. So he's saying, he didn't say that I am going back home, back to God. Jai, sages, please bless me. That I soon reach kingdom of God. He was not praying. But he was thinking himself unqualified to go to the kingdom of God. And he was thinking, punashya bhuyat, even if I am born again, please bless Bhagavati. Punashya bhuyat Bhagavati anante rati. Rati, let me have attachment to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let me have association of those who are attached to the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And let me have friendly relation with all living entities. Prabhupada writes in purport that he prayed for the pattern of life, which is the most ideal in this material world. This is the best which we can expect in this material world. So, even if you don't go back home, back to Godhead, no problem. He said he prayed for the pattern of life, by which is as good as being in the kingdom of God. If you are attached to Supreme Person of Godhead, if you are surrounded by devotees who are attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, and if you have friend relationship, it's like Vaikuntha, it's like Golok. So this is a very intelligent devotee. So intelligent devotees know what to pray, how to pray, and we can learn from them. Nowadays there is so much fear of coronavirus. So what is best thing that can happen? Worst thing it can happen is we may die. Worst thing which can happen is, like a few days I was talking with one devotee and I was asking about coronavirus. He said, I am not at all fearful, you know, of coronavirus. I said, really? You are not fearful? I said, if you get coronavirus and, you know, nobody will come near you to give in food also, because they will be afraid. Nobody will come near you to give medicine also. Everybody will neglect you. You may be thrown in one corner. Imagine all your near, dear ones also, you know, don't care. How you'll feel? Prabhu, then I will feel very disturbed, you know. I have done so much for them. I have worked so hard for them whole life. And now imagine when I am in so much need, they, you know, disregard me, they just disown me and just they neglect me. I'll be very miserable. And I'll be, in that case, I'll be in very fearful situation, you know. So sometimes we think we are fearless because we have imagination how everything will go as per our plans. But things can go beyond our understanding. But at the same time, however it goes, one thing is that if we understand it as Krishna's arrangement, we can know it is the best thing. And even in that best situation, most wonderful thing can come out. If we are in a proper state of consciousness. So here Even in that situation, what worse can happen is death. And what we can praise, how Parikshit Maharaj is praying. That, my dear Lord, even if I am to born again, no problem. Okay, I am not fit to go back, come back to God, no problem. Even if I am born again, please bless me that I become attached to Supreme Personality of God. Please bless me. I am always surrounded by devotees who are attached to Supreme Personality. And please bless me that I have friend relationship with everyone. I don't have any grudges or negativities towards anyone. And imagine we don't die. So wonderful. Then we can cultivate the same things, you know. We can try to cultivate attachment to Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can cultivate endeavor to get association of those who are attached to Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we have to work hard to remove all the negativity and grudges so that we can have friend relation with everybody. Yesterday night I was talking with some devotees, pujaris. They were saying, Prabhuji, from tomorrow onwards, no congregation is going to come to temple. So for next 15 days or 1 month, we have to do all the services. Till, you know, now 70-80% of the services in temple were done by congregation. Cooking, garland making, you know, aartis. And now everything is going to be done by brahmacharis. So I said, you are feeling very burdened or, you know, fearful. Now lot of services are going to come. He said, no, Prabhuji, I am feeling very ecstatic. I said, great. So this is wonderful. If you are ecstatic to get more service, that means we are in proper state of consciousness. And then in that consciousness, whatever happens, nothing to worry. So if you are feeling burdened, if you are feeling, you know, then that is actually a problem. If you are feeling, oh, why this is happening? Oh, why Krishna, you are engaging in so much service, you know. little, you know, too much, you know. Why Krishna, you are giving so much time now, you know. Now managers will catch me. I cannot run away anywhere now. Here, you know. Now all gates are closed. So I saw that devotee was very happy. So I said, oh, you are very fortunate, you know. If you are happy in this situation, oh, I am getting more seva. Now it's time for me to cultivate my relation with Krishna. It's time to come closer to Krishna. So it's most auspicious. So in that situation, you know, even if coronavirus lasts forever, no problem. We can go on serving, and then when right time comes, we can go back, come back to Godhead. Or even if we don't go back, we come back again, we can again aspire for same life, where we can cultivate our attachment to Krishna, where we can association of devotees who are attached to Krishna, and where we have friend relation with everyone. Actually, this social media, WhatsApp and all, they are very risky, because by that our attention gets diverted here there, instead of our attention being Bhagavatam and great souls and trying to follow in the footsteps of great souls. We may be caught up and we may be staying in temple, but you know, unnecessary imagining so many fantasies and not doing anything practical, beneficial for ourselves, for the whole world. But by taking shelter, we can do actually what is beneficial for us and beneficial to all our near and dear ones and beneficial for all whole world. So we see great souls by studying Bhagavatam. They are dealing with the real life situations. There is not imaginary. Maharaj Parikshit was a realist, not some just, no, imaginary things. No, he really dealt with the issue, and then when death also came, he faced it in a wonderful way. And we see other devotees, Ambarish Maharaj, when death came in front of him, he never cared for death also. He was just folding hands. Mare Krishna, Rake Ke, Rake Krishna. He was fully surrendered. Now we may not be able to imitate that, but at least we can aspire. In Kali Yuga, it is said, if you aspire also, you get credit of it, no? So why not aspire? Okay. We see Prahlad Maharaj, when Hiranyakashipu was troubling so much, he was fearless. He didn't try to, you know, defend himself, or not that he became envious of Hiranyakashipu. Rather, we see, he was praying for Hiranyakashipu. Let me have friend relation with everybody. we may have 100 reasons why I should be envious of other person. But we see, Parikshit Maharaj is telling, no, we can't be envious. We have to have friend relationship. Sometimes we think, oh, this person is so envious, he has done so much trouble to me, I also have to get back to him. But by cultivating such attitudes, we just bring obstacles in our chanting Hare Krishna. When we cultivate this negativity, we can't chant Hare Krishna properly. We can't remember Krishna. We can't cultivate our attachment to Krishna. So, it's important that we give up all grudges and all envy. Even envy of most envious people. You see, Kali is such a dangerous person. And Parikshit Maharaj is not envious of Kali. He is also seeing good in him. And we see, he didn't become envious of Sringi, who cursed him to die. So, this is Vaishnava. So, Vaishnava means, we try to be non-envious. Try to give up all grudge in the heart. And try to develop friendly relationships. So now, next 15 days or 1 month, whenever one is quarantined, this is another time to take time to look in our heart. Are we envious of someone? Are we having grudges towards someone? Are we having negativity towards someone? If you have, we should try to get rid of that. By thinking of their brighter side, by thinking of all the wonderful things they have done for us, by thinking of our faults, thinking of all the wrong things we have done. Many times we forget our faults, our wrong things, and we just focus on others' faults and other wrong things. We forget all the good others have done, and we forget all the wonderful qualities they have, and we just focus on trying to just prove how I am right. And then the result is that our heart gets filled with so much negativity, and we are not able to chant Hare Krishna. We are not able to say Hare Krishna happily, smilingly to everybody. When devotees are coming, we turn our face if you have any negativity or grudge. And that is most unfortunate. So Parikshit Maharaj is praying that, my dear Lord, my dear sages, my dear brahmanas, please bless me that I can cultivate attachment, I can develop attachment to Krishna. I can have association of those who are attached to Krishna. And I have friend relation with everyone. Another devotee was telling me that, he said, Prabhuji, now everybody is quarantined. So now there will be no accidents, no thefts, no thing. But there will be a lot of fights at homes. Especially now there will be so many fights, because we come together and stay together, all the issues will come. Yeah, there is opportunity fight, but it's our choice to fight or not. And then if you are in humble mode, then we can avoid those classes. Recently, His Holiness Radhanand Maharaj came to Calcutta. 5 days he was there. So we had a wonderful association. So first day when he came, we went at the airport, we received him, and then when we brought him, and when he reached the guest house where he was staying, there were many devotees there. So then I just started introducing Maharaj, he is this devotee, he is doing this service, he is this devotee, he is doing this service. And as soon as I started introducing, Maharaj had that one stick. He currently is carrying that stick. How many of you observed? He's taking that simple stick which he got in Govardhaniku village, and he is just walking with it. So he had that stick in his hand. So immediately took that stick and touched the feet of practically every devotee in that room, and immediately put it on his head. Everybody is shocked. Immediately everybody offered them that, they never expected, Maharaj would do like that, And then he started laughing and smiling. He said, this is the hidden purpose of this stick. To take the dust of lotus feet of all devotees. And another time I was, we had gone for a program, and when we returned back, and when we are going to the guest house, we just boarded that lift. And when we entered the lift, in lift, Maharaj was there, I was there, another devotee was there. And when we were going up, the guest house was on 10th floor, so naturally it takes time. No? So when we lift, and we are just, Maharaj was sitting in that lift, there was sitting place, you know. And both of us were standing. So Maharaj took that stick, immediately took, touched to that devotee's feet, my feet, and immediately put on his head. In that lift also. So other devotee was feeling so uncomfortable. He said, Maharaj, what is this, you know? Actually, we are supposed to take dust off your feet and put on our head, you know. What, you know? Then Maharaj, when he said, we are supposed to take dust off your feet and put, then immediately what he did, he took stick, touched my feet and put on his head. And then he touched his feet and put on my head, you know. So I was just thinking, so it was a joke. I mean, all of us are feeling so joyful because humility is so wonderful, actually. If you have that consciousness of being humble servant, just see, by hearing other person being humble, we are feeling so joyful, isn't it? Just by hearing, oh, Maharaj is so humble, his conscience is so wonderful, he just want to take dust of others on his head. Just by hearing, we are feeling joyful. Imagine if we become humble, how joyful we will be. Huh? Isn't it? So this time is time where we can try to be humble. And instead of thinking, oh, now it's opportunity to fight and quarrel, you know, because we are together. It's opportunity to, you know, reflect wonderful qualities of others. Reflect, oh, how great souls. Oh, great souls are treating the devotees in this way. They are considering themselves to be, you know, servant. Like one of the instructions Gaur Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj gave to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was, never make any disciples. Another instruction he gave, never go to Calcutta. So you see, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur followed this instruction very carefully. He never made disciples because he considered every disciple as his master. And you say, Dasasmi, Dasasmi. Imagine, if Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur can consider his disciples as masters, can we not consider our God brothers as our masters? Our spiritual master as our master, you know? Our authorities as our master, you know? Sometimes we think, why authorities have to be our master? Maybe I have to be their master, you know, to teach them how to be proper master, you know? But we see our acharya is teaching that real glory, real joy is actually in becoming humble, in becoming servant. So why should we think that this, when we come together, will be fights? Why not think, oh, when we come together, we will be able to serve each other, come closer to each other. So if we keep instructions of Guru, instructions of scriptures, instructions of acharyas in forefront, then actually we can come closer to Krishna and closer to each other. And we don't have to be fearful of Kali, because Kali won't be present. Where there is Krishna, there is no Kali. Where there is no Krishna, there is Kali. So we can say, oh, this is a wonderful opportunity. Now, you know, I am forced to be Krishna conscious. If I want to be saved from Kali, I have to be Krishna conscious. So, we see, I will just wind up, move faster. 9:15 okay. I'll just take 2-3 minutes and conclude. So we see in Srimad Bhagavatam 8th canto 7th chapter where this journey of milk ocean is going on, and then poison is coming. And we see Lord Shiva drinking that poison. And there is very beautiful verse 8:7:44 where it is said, the greatest service to Supreme Person of Godhead is to sacrifice for sake of helping suffering souls, you know. Tapyanti loka tapena sadava prayaso jana paramaradhanam taddi purushasya kilatmana. It is said that the great personalities almost always accept voluntary suffering because of the suffering of people in general. This is considered the highest method of worshipping the Supreme Personal Godhead, who is present in everyone's heart. Okay, there are wonderful ways of serving Supreme Personal Godhead. But the highest is to voluntarily take suffering for sake of other, to reduce the suffering of other conditions. We see Prahlad Maharaj, he is saying that, my dear Lord, as far as I am concerned, now I have learned the art of always remembering you, and therefore I have no fear of this material existence. But I am concerned of other conditioned souls. How they will know? Come to your lotus feet. We see Vasudev Dutt, he is praying that, my dear Lord, you take all these conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead, and give their all karma to me. I can suffer. Let them go back home, back to Godhead. No? So we see Ranti Dev. He is fasting and he is about to break food, fast, and then so many people come. And he gives the food. And then he prays, oh my Lord, you are so merciful. You have given me opportunity to sacrifice everything for sake of other suffering souls. So, when suffering condition is there, one way to see is as a curse, another way to see is it is as a blessing. Oh, there is so much suffering. So, it's opportunity to see as a blessing by doing something for helping the suffering souls of this world. So, just by being here, just by being quarantined, one can just pray to Krishna, my dear Krishna, please protect all the devotees in this world. Please protect all near and dear ones in this world. Please protect all the people in this world, especially from this atheism, especially from sense gratification. And please bless them with Krishna consciousness. Let everybody come closer to you. So we can pray. Then we can also pray as Prabhupada taught to pray. Like when devotees ask Prabhupada, can we pray for you, your good health and long life? He said, yes, you can pray. But you just add, if you so desire, Krishna. Oh Krishna, if you so desire, please protect. So when we pray for ourselves, we can say, okay, if you so desire, Krishna, please protect me also from coronavirus. If you are feeling fearful, okay, we can pray. But, oh Krishna, if you so desire, and if you, and then make arrangement that I be Krishna conscious. Because what is the use of living and doing sinful activities? Better to die then. But if I live, please bless, let my life be as offering in service of Guru and Krishna and Vaishnavas. Let my mind become attached to your lotus feet. May my mind become attached to the lotus feet of great souls. And may I never be envious of anyone. And may I develop friend relation with everybody. And I am so fortunate to be in Kali Yuga, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and inaugurated this Nama Sankirtan, which is meant to deliver whole world. May I play my small part in that. And actually, when we start thinking of helping the suffering souls, then all our suffering goes away. So we have a choice to focus on ourselves and become more and more fearful, or focus on welfare of the whole world, focus on being instrument in hands of Guru and Krishna, and see what we can do for reducing sufferings. We can just pray, we can chant. I was so happy that day when I came here. First day I came, I saw announcement made by Sarvalakshan Prabhu. I request all devotees to please come and participate in kirtans. We are doing this kirtan for helping the suffering people of this world. Actually, Krishna is very pleased when we develop that compassion in our heart, when we feel for the pain of sufferings of this world, and not just disregard or be indifferent to the pain, or just look down. Rather feel pain and see what best we can do, what we can, and that is way to win the heart of Lord. When Lord says, oh, he is concerned for others' welfare, then such devotees become very dear to Lord. So this is time now, we have 15 days, 1 month, whatever, we don't know, but it's a good time to whatever we take in, comes out. So it's a good time to take Krishna consciousness, you know, inputs and focus on hearing, chanting, praying, serving the deities. And as we see, India has started this cleanliness campaign. Clean the everything. Actually, yes, definitely we should clean the streets, we should clean the paths. But actually, cleanliness also means that we should clean the body. As we say, people are cleaning their hand. People are cleaning the body. Otherwise, people were not taking daily baths. Now they can take daily bath. You can take twice, thrice bath, you know. Then also daily wash the clothes. People had forgotten this washing culture, you know. Sometimes wearing the clothes for months together, you know. Same clothes, just iron, put deodorants. You know? But now, cleaning campaign, you know. Clean the dress also. Clean the house also. And beside that, more important, cleaning mind also. Cleaning our thoughts also. Cleaning all the rubbish which we have put in our mind. And topmost thing is to not only clean mind but also clean the heart, especially by remembering Krishna and chanting Krishna's names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So here we sing, Parikshit Maharaj is ನಾನು ದ್ವೇಷ್ಟಿ ಕಲಿಂ ಸಮ್ರಾಟ್ ಸಾರಂಗೇವ ಸಾರಭು ಕುಶಲಾನ್ ಆಸ್ತಿದ್ದಂತಿ ನೇತ್ರ ನಿಕುತಾನಿ ಚ. ಸೊ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ವಾಸ್ ಅ ರಿಯಲಿಸ್ಟ್, ಫೋಕಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಎಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇ ಡಿಂಟ್ ಫೋಕಸ್ ಆನ್ ನೆಗೆಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಲಿ. ಸೊ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫುಟ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್, ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಫೋಕಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಎಸೆನ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ವಿ ಡು ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ದಟ್ ನೌ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ are stopped, so there is great chance of not doing inauspicious sinful activities. So it's a very good time to bring auspice in our lives and lives of everybody, and in this way trigger this golden age more fastly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.